بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال انه لياتي الرجل السمين العظيم يوم القيامه لا يزن عند الله جناح بعوض متفق عليه. Continuing with the chapter which deals with the virtue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded the poor and the weak and the disadvantaged and those who don't have much recognition or status of the reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, in other words of the Muslim Ummah. We find that the overriding concept or principle in the various ahadith that we have discussed thus far, that we should not be overly concerned by outward appearances, but we should develop within ourselves this mizaj, temperament or mindset to develop that which is within us. In other words, the inner qualities. Don't be deceived by what is apparent, but rather look deeper. And we find that the same concept is mentioned in this hadith. The narrator is Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the Day of Judgment, a prominent, large-sized man will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in this hadith the description of this person, two words are found, sameen. Sameen literally means fat or overweight. The connotation is somebody of prominence and status and position. And the other word that is found in the hadith is azim, also with connotations of greatness or position or status. In other words, overweight. In other words, a person who had an easy life, a comfortable life, large in size. Allah gave him a lot of wealth. Allah gave him a lot of status and position in this world. People looked up to such a person. Rasulullah ﷺ said such a person would be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and then this person will be weighed. Weighed on the one hand, the perception in society, someone of honor, of status, of position. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the weight of this person be? Rasulullah said, لا يزن عند الله جناح بعوضة. This person will not be equal in weight to the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, as-sameenul azim, large, person of big position and status. Yet in Allah's court, not equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. And is mentioned in the completion of this hadith, is found in Muslim Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having said this, he said, اِقْرَأُوا إِن شِئْتُمْ. If you want, recite the verse of the Qur'an. Alway Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. That today on the Day of Judgment, they have no wazan, they have no weight, they have no status, and they have no position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala wa innakum ja'altum nasaba wa ja'altu nasabi. Ja'altu akramakum atqakum, walakin abaytum wa qultum, inna fulan ibn fulanin khayrun min fulan ibn fulan. Al-yawma abaw nasabakum wa arfa'u nasabi. Ayna al-muttaqoon? Ayna al-ladhina tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'a? Ayna al-sa'imoon? On that day, on the Day of Judgment, the Day of True Justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcer will call out that, listen, you people had one basis of respect, dignity and honor, and we had one basis. What was your basis? What is apparent? The type of suit the person wore, the type of car the person drove, how big the person's bank balance was, what his status and position in society was, that was your basis. Allah says, our basis was something else. Al-yawma abaw nasabakum. Today, your basis has come to an end. Wa arfa'u nasabi. Our basis has been elevated. Ayna al-muttaqoon. Where are the people of taqwa? Where are the people who used to get up in the dead of night and who used to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the people with the longest necks on that day, the people that everyone will have to look up to, who are they? Al-mu'adhinun. What we say, bangi sahab, someone we look down upon. On that day, it will be the person who used to call out adhan. His status and position will be such that people will be looking up towards him. In other words, what is inside, what ta'alluq and relationship this person developed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find also in this hadith, Ulama Ikram mentioned, is Isbatul Wazan Yawm Al Qiyamah. Is this concept or idea which we see in Quran and in many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the day of judgment there will be a scale. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah says, we will set up the scales of justice on that day. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says, even if it is an atom's weight, the size of a mustard seed, that action which you did, whether good or whether evil, on that day, it will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other place in the Quran, Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If you do good equivalent to an atom's weight, you will see it on that day. If you do evil equivalent to an atom's weight, you will see it on that day. So we find various verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a weighing which will take place on the day of judgment. What will be weighed? According to this hadith, the human being will be weighed. Large, prominent person, his weight is not equal to even the wing of a mosquito seed, a mosquito wing. Other ahadith, we find suhuf-e amal. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ صُحُفِ أَعْمَالِ. In other words, your book of deeds will be weighed. We know the famous hadith, as the Shaykh rahimahullah mentions in his kitab, in the virtue of the kalima, a person will come, 99 books on one side of the scale of all the wrong that he did. And on this side, لا إله إلا الله, just a piece of paper with لا إله إلا الله written on it. And we find that the weight of this kalima will be such that it will outweigh that 99 registers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience that he did. So we find in that hadith is inference of the books being weighed. And we find, more importantly, ulama ikram mentioned, it will be a'mal that will be weighed. It is the actions of a person that will be weighed. Like the famous hadith in Bukhari Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kalimatan khafifatan ala al-lisan, thaqilatan fil mizan, habibatan ila rahman, subhanallah wa bi'amdi, subhanallah al-azim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two kalima, two words, thaqilat haq, khafifatan ala al-lisan, they are very light on the tongue, very light on the tongue, but thaqilatan fil mizan, these two words will be very heavy on the scale of deeds. Which scale? The scale on which our a'mal will be weighed and measured on that day. Habibatan ila Rahman, beloved to Rahman, these two kalimas are, and what are they? Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.